question Canterbury residents will wrestle with Tuesday might sound odd to an outsider. It's an ordinance change that boils down to what's the difference between a roadside farm stand and a convenience store? While it might seem obvious, you don't buy Slurpees at farm stands or sweet corn at 7-Eleven, in Canterbury, it isn't clear. That's according to Selectman and Planning Board Representative Tyson Miller.
One of the first problems with it is that it no longer really is consistent with the state regulations. We require, for example, that a majority of the products sold at the farm stand be grown on the owner's property. A majority has been taken as 50% or more. The state RSA, which is trying to be easy on farmers, says that 35% need to be grown on the farmer's property.
Miller says that makes the 50% rule unenforceable since state law trumps town ordinance. But the big question for the town, the convenience store question, has to do with the rest of what's for sale at a farm stand. Right now, Canterbury takes a purist line, saying the other half of farm stand inventory has to be locally grown. Miller says that leaves out a lot, like country craft and gift items.
The argument that, well, then the state law doesn't really talk about what the rest of it can be, well, I don't think anybody wants the rest of it to be anything. The purpose is to allow a farm stand in a zoning area that doesn't normally allow commercial sales, such as convenience stores. And we want to maintain a definition that doesn't allow convenience stores or other kinds of product sales in a zoning area where the residents don't want it.
So the town planning board decided to put the issue before voters. Cribbing from the state's handbook for sustainable development, the proposed ordinance says the remaining 65% of farm stand inventory should be agriculturally related. And they provide a list of examples: cheeses, baked goods, country crafts, gardening tools. Although he shies away from words like divisive, Miller admits there are some strong opinions among farmers in town, and it's a touchy issue. Some farmers are concerned they'll have to open their books to zoning enforcers. They won't. Or that the list just muddies things. After all, why fix what isn't broken?
The vast, vast, vast majority are almost 100% locally grown, so it isn't a question. There was one case in particular that I think the zoning board may have had some, could have had some more direction on what a farm stand is versus a commercial retail outlet.
What is the one case?
This would be Running Fox Farm.
My name is Dave Conway, and I am co-owner of Running Fox Farm right here in Canterbury, New Hampshire.
Since buying the farm in 2007, Conway and his wife have been steadily building their business. They focus on growing daylilies, with a sideline in supplying organic fruits and vegetables to a restaurant and nearby food co-op. The year after moving in, they opened their farm stand. The Conways were anxious to diversify, and they figured converting their old barn was a good place to start. They started out by carrying flowers, tomato plants, and homemade food.
Then we got involved in bringing in other local farmers' products, because we don't have enough maple trees to do the maple syrup here, so we've got some maple syrups locally. And then we dealt with some of the people that deal with garlic in town. We kind of wanted to, you know, co-market products and things like that. That was the beginning of, you know, of everything.
Eventually, Conway's stand came to the attention of the planning board.
I would say going back, there were a few gift-type items that I guess they didn't want us to sell, that type of thing.
He says they were asked to file a home business application with the planning board, which was rejected. For 3 years, Conway says he struggled with getting a clear definition of what was allowed. Eventually, he got so frustrated, he closed the farm stand altogether for the 2012 season.
Because other farm stands that I visited across the state in New England on the East Coast, the ones that are the most successful are the ones that are the most diversified by far. And they have to bring in products from other local sources to make that work, because you just can't do everything yourselves.
Frustrated with the planning board, Conway took his concerns to the town planner and the selectmen. And after a public hearing and a unanimous vote from the planning board, the issue wound up on the March 11th ballot. Although Conway thinks the term agriculturally related is still a bit vague, he plans on voting for it. Joan O'Connor sits on the board of directors for the Northeast Organic Farming Association in New Hampshire. She says farm stand rules can vary widely from town to town. O'Connor supports Canterbury laying out clearer regulations, especially as more Granite Staters go into farming. But whether it's agritourism, farm stands, or farmers markets, she says making the area farm-friendly takes more than town votes.
The state has to really firm up some of these, the wording of these things. You know, those lawyers pull one or two words out of the reg and you know, make things challenging for all of us.
Questions about farm stands aren't confined to Canterbury. Pembroke voters will also take up the issue Tuesday. Right now, the town requires a farmer selling produce out of the back of a truck or cart to have a special vendor's license. A proposal would remove that requirement. And in Francistown in Hillsborough County, a warrant article up for vote would zone farm stands as a permitted use instead of a use by special exception. For NHPR News, I'm Amanda Loader.